Episode 36 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Despite numerous signs and wonders, Pharaoh's heart remains hard. We're reading from the Lexham English Bible, Exodus 7 and 8. Exodus chapter 7. And Yahweh said to Moses, "See, I have made you as a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother will be your prophet. You will speak all that I will command you, and Aaron your brother will speak to Pharaoh, and he will release the Israelites from his land. And I myself will harden the heart of Pharaoh, and I will make my signs and my wonders numerous in the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh will not listen to you, and I will put my hand into Egypt, and bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites, from the land of Egypt with great punishments. And the Egyptians will know that I am Yahweh, when I stretch out my hand over Egypt and bring the Israelites out from their midst." And Moses and Aaron did it, as Yahweh commanded them, so they did. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. And Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Do a wonder for yourselves,' you will say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake.'" And Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh, and they did so as Yahweh had commanded. And Aaron threw his staff before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a snake. And Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did likewise with their secret arts. Each threw down his staff, and they became snakes, and Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. And Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is insensitive. He refuses to release the people. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. Look, he is going out to the water, and you must wait to meet him on the bank of the Nile. And you must take in your hand the staff that was changed into a snake. And you must say to him, 'Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you, saying, release my people, that they may serve me in the desert. And look, you have not listened until now. Thus says Yahweh, by this you will know that I am Yahweh. Look, I am about to strike with the staff that is in my hand the water that is in the Nile, and it will be changed to blood. And the fish that are in the Nile will die, and the Nile will stink, and the Egyptians will be unable to drink water from the Nile." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, take your staff and stretch your hand out over the waters of Egypt and over their rivers, over their canals, and over their pools, and over all of their reservoirs of water, so that they become blood. And blood will be in the land of Egypt, and in vessels of wood and of stone." And Moses and Aaron did so, as Yahweh had commanded. And he raised the staff and struck the water that was in the Nile before the eyes of Pharaoh and before the eyes of his servants. And all of the water that was in the Nile was changed to blood. And the fish that were in the Nile died, and the Nile stank. And the Egyptians were not able to drink water from the Nile, and the blood was in all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did likewise with their secret arts, and Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not listen to them as Yahweh had spoken. And Pharaoh turned and went to his house, and he did not take also this to heart. And all of the Egyptians dug around the Nile for water to drink, because they were unable to drink from the water of the Nile. And 7 days passed after Yahweh struck the Nile. Exodus chapter 8. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says Yahweh, release my people so that they may serve me. And if you are refusing to release, look, I am going to plague all of your territory with frogs. And the Nile will swarm with frogs, and they will go up and come into your house and into your bedroom, and onto your bed and into the house of your servants and among your people and into your ovens and into your kneading troughs. And the frogs will go up against you and against your people and against all of your servants." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the canals, and over the pools, and bring up the frogs on the land of Egypt." And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs went up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did likewise with their secret arts, and they brought up frogs over the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to Yahweh and let him remove the frogs from me and from my people, and let me release the people so that they can sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses said to Pharaoh, I leave to you the honor over me. When shall I pray for you and for your servants and for your people to cut off the frogs from you and from your houses? They will be left only in the Nile. And he said, Tomorrow. And he said, Let it be according to your word, so that you will know that there is no one like Yahweh our God. And the frogs will depart from you and from your house and from your servants. They will be left only in the Nile. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried out to Yahweh over the matter of the frogs that he had brought on Pharaoh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died from the houses, from the courtyards, and from the fields. And they piled them in countless heaps, and the land stank. And Pharaoh saw that there was relief, and he made his heart insensitive, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the land, and it will become gnats in all the land of Egypt. And he did so, and Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff, and he struck the dust of the land, and it became gnats on the humans and on the animals. All of the dust of the land became gnats in all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their secret arts to bring out the gnats, but they were not able, and the gnats were on the humans and on the animals. And the magicians said to Pharaoh, It is the finger of God. But the heart of Pharaoh was hard, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. And Yahweh said to Moses, Start early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Look, he is going out to the water, and you must say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Release my people so that they may serve me. But if you are not about to release my people, look, I am about to send out flies among you and among your servants and among your people and in your houses. And the houses of Egypt will fill up with the flies, and also the ground that they are on. But on that day I will distinguish the land of Goshen, where my people are staying, by there not being flies there, so that you will know that I am Yahweh in the midst of the land. And I will put a distinction between my people and your people. This sign will be tomorrow. And Yahweh did so. And a severe swarm of flies came to the house of Pharaoh, and the house of his servants, and in all the land of Egypt. And the land was ruined because of the flies. And Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron, and he said, Go, sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, To do so is not right, because we will sacrifice to Yahweh our God, a thing detestable to the Egyptians. Look, if we sacrifice before their eyes the thing detestable to the Egyptians, will they not stone us? We will go a journey of 3 days into the desert, and we will sacrifice to Yahweh our God according to what he says to us. And Pharaoh said, I myself will release you, and you will sacrifice to Yahweh your God in the desert. Only surely you must not go far. Pray for me. And Moses said, Look, I'm going out from you, and I will pray to Yahweh so that the flies depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. Only let not Pharaoh again deceive us by not releasing the people to sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and prayed to Yahweh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses and removed the flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. Not one was left. And Pharaoh made his heart insensitive also this time, and he did not release the people. May God bless the reading of his word. Stubborn, stubborn, stubborn. How can one man be so stubborn? Oh, wait a minute. I know someone else who's stubborn, too. How about you? In my case, I know that stubborn person pretty well. Very well. His initials are SW. Here I am, 58 years old, and you would think that by now I would know that God's way is the perfect way, and that sin would no longer be a problem in my life. Well, the thing is, I do know better, but that stubborn streak in me still causes me to come up short. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Thank God that he's made provision for our weakness. Amen? So what is it going to take for Pharaoh to get the message? Well, I guess you'll have to come back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. Don't forget to keep lifting up the people of Boston in prayer. See you tomorrow. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.